and you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J.
Erdo.
Yeah, I never
say. Why do you not say my last name?
Because it sounds like, you know, when, like
Weirdo.
Cher, or that's it okay. Sounds like Weirdo, you're right.
That's okay.
No, Cher, or, you know, one name people. But you have a one name initial.
Only Trisha can be have the one
name. Oh, yeah, Trisha, yes. And then Eric. And, wow, look at the cameras. There's such a news crew here for our special guest.
Oh, people
you guys
are
must
excited.
Be incredibly popular. The song, of course, is from...
The ASU Pitchforks, Light Up the Revolution. Of course, we've heard it here on Breakthrough Entertainment before on one of our Christmas shows when the ASU Pitchforks were performing at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting.
That was awesome.
Yes, and it was also, that show was one of our highest rated viewerships on our webcam.
Wow.
Yes, people loved it because we had so many beautiful girls in studio.
And because this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. Call my friend Alexander at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Great mechanic. I hope our guests, I'm going to give you cards to Alexander because he is phenomenal. Honestly, well, let me ask before I introduce him.
Do you have vehicles?
Do you have vehicles, number one? That would be a first question. And the answer is...
Or is it light rail?
Is it light rail?
I have my own vehicle.
I have my own vehicle.
Okay, what would you look for in a mechanic? Give me three words, just one word. Putting them on the spot, aren't I?
Trust.
Yes! Number two.
Honesty.
Auto parts.
Honesty. Yes, she's right. And?
Knowledge or skill?
Yeah, oh my God, these are great people. And that's what Alexander has. So I'm going to give you his number if you ever need help. Definitely see Alexander. Back to you. Joseph.
What is
J.
his number?
Yeah, what is his number?
I gave it, but I'll do it again. 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. You got that?
Got it.
They both remembered it. All right.
And before I forget, remember everyone tune in on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow, where you can see our guests in studio at KPHX 1480 AM. It's Breakthrough Entertainment, and right now we have
We're also on Meerkat.
On Meerkat as well at Eric Reinhardt 1. We have Ariana Torman and Eric Kausen. Now, they're in two separate groups. Dave was having trouble with this concept earlier, but a cappella groups at Arizona State University. Ariana is in ASU Pitchforks, and we've had them on before.
Yes.
And Eric is in Priority Mail. So do you understand the concept now, Dave?
I do, and I think because Priority Mail will get there sooner than, you know, horse and buggy.
Okay. And that was about as good as my pickup line last week.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work. It didn't work.
It was
probably worse. Yeah, it was worse. But, all right, so joining us again in studio, we should just first introduce Ariana. Thank you for coming back into...
That's right. Thank
you for coming back after all this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
She's not coming back after that last day.
And well, we have a good contract for her.
So how of course, you guys waved to us, or at least me, when I was at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas
tree
lighting.
They didn't wave to me?
No, well, I was there early setting up. You were doing something else. I don't know what you were doing.
But, sure, but it wasn't road rage.
Yeah, you were trying to get there in time. But
No. Waving and road raging.
Okay,
you.
Whatever.
Okay.
But you guys waved. You guys had an excellent set. You know, how was the whole experience at the Outlets?
It was so much fun. We really had like a great time singing up there. We wish we could do it again.
Yeah.
It was super, super
Maybe
fun.
Next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I was excited that you played sang a couple songs by that group that I mentioned the other a cappella group that I mentioned, that really big a cappella group.
Pentatonix?
Pentatonix, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where they're gonna
they? They're like one of the biggest a cappella groups like of all time, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And
they just won a second Grammy, actually.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
And Which is game-changing for a cappella music.
Yeah, their new album that they just released a few months ago hit number one on the Billboard charts, so it was a pretty big deal for a cappella.
That's awesome.
I think the first time that's ever happened.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to be opening up the Disney, Wonderful World of Disney celebration tomorrow night. They've got a big musical number from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that's I saw a snippet of that.
Are you the beauty or are you the... Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. And, wow.
This is how we roll.
But Ariana, you brought Eric with us. with you today because there's a big event going on. And Eric, tell us a little bit about Priority Mail before we get into the event.
So Priority Mail is the only all-male a cappella group at Arizona State University, which I'm super proud to be the president of this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Very. I mean, as a token of our appreciation to be here, I brought you guys an album. This is our second album, two-day shipping. We like to keep it with the puns and things like that. Our first one is first class. This one's two-day shipping. This is for you guys. We're super excited to be having...
And he grabs it.
Throwing on the camera. Oh.
We're super excited to be producing the ICCA quarterfinals at ASU Gamage for the very first time in history. It's going to be such an awesome show.
When is that?
It's going to be February 27th at ASU Gamage. Tickets are on sale now. They're going quick. They're going really quick, and we're really happy about it. But for the first time ever in ICCA history, it's going to be all 10 Arizona groups, only Arizona groups.
Yeah,
10, and who are the 10?
Ooh. Can you name all of them off the top of your head?
Let me see.
Dave, you couldn't even name our guests.
Eric and Ariana. One's a Priority Mail, and one's a Pitchfork.
From U of A, there's Amplified Notoriety and Dolce Voces.
From NAU, there is Highlanders.
Accidentals. And Unaccompanied.
Unaccompanied.
From Grand Canyon University.
And then from our school, there's Double Clefs, Temptations, Priority Mail, and Pitchforks.
And that is all 10.
Yeah. Wow. So ASU has quite a few.
Yeah. Actually, I think all the groups have four now, right?
Oh. At least four at every school.
Yeah.
The community in Arizona at all of the colleges are growing very rapidly, and it's exciting for us.
And this is a big competition, evidently.
It is. It's actually the competition that the movie Pitch Perfect was based off of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
So it exists in real life. What you see in that movie is what we're doing on stage.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
Who's going to win? I mean,
we'll see. We're competing against each other. So.
Eric's pointing to Ariana, and Ariana's accepting it. Accepting the award from
Are there battles? I mean, is there going to be any battles?
Honestly, I mean, last semester, we kind of put it all out there. Mm-hmm. We did for the first time ever, we did a battle concert between each other called Versus. Yeah. That was the first time we ever performed together, but that was the first time and probably one of the only times we'll ever go head-to-head.
And it was kind of modeled after like the riff-off they did in Pitch Perfect where they like go back and forth and they like sing at each other.
Oh, really?
So it was fun.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd love to see that. And in this corner. Okay.
Well, so speaking of love to see that, tell us how we can get tickets again. You know, make sure we know our listeners know.
Oh, yeah. So if you go on Ticketmaster, the link to get tickets, you can just search ICCA quarterfinals and it should come up with Tempe, and tickets are on there. It's at 7 p.m. on February 27th.
Wow. So you expect a big crowd, huh?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We needed to go to Gamage this year because we kept filling Tempe Center of the Arts year after year. Wow. So we've realized it's time to get a bigger venue.
Tickets would sell out within like 24 hours going on sale.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Very cool. And
it has to be even bigger now, you know, Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2 last year.
And Pitch Perfect 3.
That's coming.
The same cast, do you think?
Announcement was announced with Rebel Wilson and Anna Kendrick. So they will be returning.
Yeah.
Who won't? Or who will? They will.
Rebel Wilson and Anna Kendrick.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah. And so if someone wins the quarterfinals, then what's next?
So the group that takes first place is the champion of our quarterfinal, and they'll get to move on to semifinals, which is in California. And also the second place group gets to go as well. So those two groups will move on to semifinals, and then from semifinals, the group that takes first goes to finals in New York. And then, there's 10 groups in finals.
Yes.
And whoever takes first wins the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella.
And honestly, it would be, for the first time since it's all Arizona groups, we would just be super proud to see any of the 10 acapella groups from Arizona go on to semifinals and kick some butt and represent Arizona for the best.
Yeah.
Well, Las Vegas has Priority Mail at 2-1 knot.
that's also another group in Las Vegas as well, Priority Mail, the one that Trisha was talking about earlier.
That's the Thunder Down Under.
All right.
You've heard of that? The Thunder Down Under?
Yeah.
You've been there, huh?
No, I haven't been there, but I've heard of it.
I'm so sorry.
Very, very defensive. No,
not me. All right. Well, you would have seen me dance if you did. Okay. So, oh, now they're laughing.
Right.
How do you like that? That was my funniest joke ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll fly to New York if one of you are in the finals.
Hopefully, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be sort of cool, right?
That would be the first time one of our groups made it to finals. So.
Wow, and we could call you from there, interview you.
I was disappointed that the sing-off didn't come back this past year. I know we mentioned a little bit about that last time, and because there's too few competitions for, you know, a cappella groups, and I mean, right?
Right, definitely. I you don't see many competitions because there are a lot of groups, but mm-hmm. we actually produce a festival, a statewide festival, so even when we're not competing, the Arizona a cappella community is very closely knit. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually wearing a Highlander shirt. This is the all-male a cappella group from Northern Arizona University, and I'm wearing their shirt today.
Why?
Yeah. Because we're all really good friends with each other.
Oh, okay.
It's just like
that.
So
it's more cooperation than competition.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, and it's funny because even when we're competing against each other, we still like help each other. Like we have this big showcase all the ASU groups do this week where we're literally going to perform our sets for each other and critique each other and help each other be better. It's not even really like a competition because, I mean, it is, but we all get along so well and support each other that it's not even like, oh, I'm going to beat you. Like it's very supportive.
Yeah, I have videos from last year coming off of the stage, like right when you finish your performance, and literally you come off the stage to see every single a cappella group waiting for you to congratulate you.
Wow, that's sort of cool. I like that.
It's a really great community feeling.
And usually when they announce the winners, it's like the same thing. We all just like cheer. We love whoever, we support whoever wins, and we just kind of like, it's all kind of a big family.
So it's a lot different than this culture.
I mean, at the same time, everyone works really hard, so they want to do their best. And obviously, I'm pretty sure no one would go if they didn't want to win. But we're all really supportive
good for you.
Of each other.
So, what are your goals? I mean, obviously, you have to be a great singer, right? I mean, that's obvious, right? So, do you both hope to make this a profession in one way or another in the music industry, or what?
I mean, personally, I want to work in the music industry. More producing events for music than being a performer, but
And how about you?
This past year actually has been a great like opportunity for Ariana and I both because we have a very similar career interest. I'm interested in going into concert production as an arts administration major.
Oh, wow.
So luckily that's what we've been getting to do this year with our groups is create concerts and new work and new material and original content. So that's really exciting for us. And hopefully in the future we get to continue to do that, whether that's in a cappella music or just someday maybe on the radio like you guys.
Yeah. Well, and since both of our groups are hosting this quarterfinal on next Saturday. So Eric and I actually got to help like co-produce the event with Varsity Vocals, which is the company that runs the competition. So
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really
that's
good
great
experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we said that at the same time. Well, that's scary.
Well, it must make
actually.
It true. It's confirmation.
And it's scary. All right.
Weird scary today, for Dave. Who? You're really weird today.
I know. So I think that's really very exciting, and the nice thing is you have great flexibility, though, because you could perform still if you wanted to.
We're really comfortable on stage, too, so if someone ever needed us to just, like, hop on there and talk for a while, we'd be like, okay.
Wow.
We love it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we could call you up anytime, get you on the radio, because you don't have stage fright or anything.
We love it. We love getting to talk in front of audiences and getting to either perform, sing, or just talk about our group.
That's it. If we don't scare them off, you know.
I think I did, didn't I?
Probably. Well, for the first time, it's not me. But we'd love to have you for another segment here in just a moment. But we want to make sure that our listeners have a taste of Priority Mail. Cyclones Up is the first song that we're going to hear from your group. So let's take a little listen to this. Nice, right, Dave?
That's really good.
Excellent. So,
is that a drum machine or is that mouth?
That is all mouth, which is not something you have to say all the time.
Are
that
you
is
kidding?
All mouth. That is all vocal percussion. It wouldn't be a cappella music if we pulled off.
That is amazing. It is. I was about to say, but I don't want to sound silly, that I think I hear instruments, but I don't, do I?
No.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
No, really.
I know. I know.
This is astonishing to me.
What's cool is the beatboxer who did this, he actually plugged ASU's name if you listen really close in part of the song. It's really cool.
Yeah, he like yells says, "Hey, ASU in the back."
Oh, you mean like the Beatle album, I Buried Paul, you know, do it back.
No, not the same.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen into our break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Shake it in them jeans, bottoms up, bottoms up. Hey.
She hit the stage, she drop it down low like